This is the Poetry Foundation's Essential American Poets podcast. Essential American Poets is an online audio poetry collection. The poets included in the collection were selected in 2006 by Donald Hall, when he was Poet Laureate. Recordings of the poets he selected are available online at poetryfoundation.org and poetryarchive.org. In this edition of the podcast, we'll hear poems by Jean Valentine. Jean Valentine was born in Chicago, Illinois, in 1934. She's lived much of her life in New York City, and in 2008 was named the State Poet of New York. Her early career was slow to start. For 10 years, she received only rejections from the poems she submitted to magazines. Then, in 1965, Yale University awarded her its prestigious Young Poet Prize and published her first book, Dream Barker and Other Poems. Valentine's spare poems carry the weight of intense feeling. Her lyric poems delve into dream lives with mysterious images and glimpses of the personal and political. The poet often seems to be engaged in some kind of spiritual drama that is never fully explained. Adrienne Rich has said about Valentine's poetry, "The known and familiar become one with the mysterious and half-wild at the place where consciousness and the subliminal meet." Valentine has spent many years teaching at Sarah Lawrence College, New York University, and Columbia University, among other places. She's also translated the work of the Russian poet Osip Mandelstam. The Poetry Foundation recorded Jean Valentine reading the following six poems in a New York City studio on July 10, 2007.
This is called Door in the Mountain. It's a dream poem. Never ran this hard through the valley, never ate so many stars. I was carrying a dead deer tied on to my neck and shoulders, deer legs hanging in front of me, heavy on my chest. People are not wanting to let me in. Door in the mountain, let me in. This one's a love poem. Letter. The hornet holds on to the curtain. Winter sleep. Rubs her legs. Climbs the curtain. Behind her the cedars sleep lightly, like guests. But I am the guest. The ghost cars climb the ghost highway. Even my hand over the page adds to the room tone. The little constant wind, the effort of becoming. These words are my life, the effort of loving the unbecome, to make the suffering visible, the unbecome love, what we lost, a leaf, what we cherish, a leaf, one leaf of grass. I'm sending you this seed pod, this red ribbon, my tongue, these two red ribbons, my mouth, my other mouth. But the other world, blindly I guzzle the swimming milk of its seed, field, flower. Another love poem. Little Matt. The white pine, the deer coming closer, the ant in my bowl. Where did she go when I brushed her out? The candle, where does it go? Our brush with each other, two animal souls, without cave, image, or word. The first few words of this poem are words I heard in a hearing test and thought were pretty poetic. Inkwell, daybreak. Inkwell, daybreak, stairway, stairway. Dear girls and boys, would you go with me and tell me back to the beginning so we can understand? The journey of our lives, where we met with cruelty, but kindness, too, and nosed up out of the cold, dark water and walked on our fins. Bees. A man whose arms and shoulders and hands and face and ears are covered with bees says, "I've never known such pain." Another man comes over with bees all over his hands. Only bees can get the other bees off. The first man says again, "I've never known such pain." The second man's bees begin to pluck the first grave yellow bees off, one by one. This was written when I was out in Montana, near a town called Wolf Creek, and it's another love poem. The River at Wolf. Coming east, we left the animals, pelican, beaver, osprey, muskrat, and snake, their hair and skin and feathers, their eyes in the dark, red and green. Your finger drawing my mouth. Blessed are they who remember that what they now have they once longed for. A day, a year ago, last summer, God filled me with himself like gold inside, deeper inside than marrow. This close to God, this close to you, walking into the river at Wolf with the animals, the snake's green skin lit from inside, our second life.
That was Jean Valentine reading her poetry in New York City on July 10th, 2007. You've been listening to the Essential American Poets podcast, produced by the Poetry Foundation in collaboration with poetryarchive.org. To learn more about Jean Valentine and other Essential American Poets, and to hear more poetry, go to poetryfoundation.org.